This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I just want to know how you feel. What a love that's so proud and real.
First ep recording of the new year.
Cause it's Thursday night and we're feeling ice. Yes, it's ladies' rice. I'm drinking ice. I'm having a glass of water.
So Jeff is just kind of holding an ice cube in his mouth and waiting for it to melt drop by drop.
I'm holding it in my lip like dip tobacco and feeling it melt. And I think there's a buzz, but it might just be numbness from the...
Ice.
Ice, yeah, exactly right.
Yeah,
exactly,
yeah, yeah.
Ice. Like, we haven't done this almost in a month. It's been 3 weeks.
I know. I've really missed it. And remember how when we recorded with Elizabeth, we're like, man, what's going to change? What's it going to be like when we hit the first week of January? And
yesterday, terrorists stormed the Capitol. White supremacists, domestic terrorists.
Yeah.
So... Comedy. Let's get into
comedy,
it.
Comedy. We got the Senate. Woo.
I still don't feel super optimistic. I'm not going to lie, but I'm sure things will get better. We shouldn't have
No. This is great. This is great because it's we're in the moment and now we're and you're
this is something new.
Okay. Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, a way that we can change topic from white supremacy
in terms of what's changed in the last 3 weeks.
Not only have white supremacists infiltrated the Capitol, but Jeff has a man bun.
It's really small. It's more of a top knot than a full bun, but it's like I've never been able to do this before in my life. So
it looks good. And you have like one piece of hair kind of like refusing to follow the norm. And it's just kind of like
shouldn't be. Like, I wish
no,
it wasn't.
No, but it's like, it looks like messy in the way they're just like, oh, this, I do this every day.
Oh, I just
like,
got back from yoga,
some pieces
actually
fall out. Oh, it's just like, when you're doing a bunch of sun salutations, it's like, yeah, sometimes in the flow, the hair will, you know, go a little awry. And now I'm drinking rye.
Right. So you want you want a double shot, you said? Just like, what is your order?
Yeah, I don't need to talk about your hair. Just give me the bottle. Just give me the bottle. You're also wearing, it's like the button down with the stash, with the bun, with the little wisps of hair. You look like you are ready to serve me some craft beer.
Hey, can I get you guys something to drink or eat? I'm Carson, and I'll be your waiter. I'm going to flirt with both of you guys. Neither of you will feel jealous, and both of you will feel special. And I'm asexual, so
and
you don't have to worry.
That means extra tip for a big car daddy.
Car
here.
Daddy.
I don't call myself that.
I call myself
That's
car
what everyone
heart
here calls
because
me.
I have a big heart car and I have heart. A beanie. What'd you guys say? Did you say red ale?
Just waters for the table, actually.
Okay. I don't.
What's up?
What's you forgot how to podcast?
I had a minor aneurysm. I've forgotten how to podcast.
Yeah, nothing's changed. I was I had a nice holiday season with my family. Holed up in Ohio, as everybody knows. Nothing's changed personally, really, except for the man bun. I got a new strap for the watch. Nobody cares about that. And and I missed you. I missed doing the show.
I missed doing the show. I did forget how to podcast. Suddenly, I. I've been watching so much TV that I'm almost just like wanting to watch you and be like, huh, what is he gonna do next?
I'm having a conversation with you.
Oh my god, I feel like this is like
part
so
of it,
interactive.
You are.
This is crazy.
It's like, yeah, I got to do the HeadGum podcast on Tuesdays, so that was like training wheels for this, which is like a tricycle. And then the next week's episode that you and I do will be a bicycle. You know what
and
I mean? Like easing into
we'll
it.
We'll move on to unicycle. You
and then
sent
penny
me
farthers.
A video.
Of
yeah,
the penny
you sent
farther.
Me a video of a guy falling off a penny farther and going, oh.
But so slowly, too. I think he's in Dublin and he's driving, like, biking a penny farther. And then, like, a bus turns into a side street, and he has time to brake, but I don't know, like, maybe there aren't brakes or they're hard. Have you ever ridden one?
Have I ever ridden a penny farther?
You're Irish? I don't know what you have.
So, what I have?
It wouldn't shock me if you showed up to my house on a penny farther.
And it honestly wouldn't shock me if you did the same to me.
Riley! Daniel! What's that? Oh, no!
Oh, no!
Because in the slow fall to the side, because it's like, what, 6 feet tall?
Ugh. It's too tall for it to be a long fall.
That's really good.
But we're not talking about fucking penny farthers today. Jesus Christ, we're not talking about that.
Pretty, it's almost related.
It actually it is. I did forget about that. So Jeffrey sent me a list of topics, and they were really, really good. It was a fun list to choose from. But I'm excited to do this one because this is something that I have no experience with, but little Mefri has a story about that he's very excited to share, and I'm very excited to hear because, hey, podcasting is talking and listening together.
Right. That's just conversation, but yeah.
Well, and so... So no, but I think what's different about it is that it's like...
Yeah, what is
other
different
people
about it?
Than he, well, like, other people hear it. So it's not just between you and me.
It's you on a Tonight Show couch. Right. We had a whole conversation. Sorry, can we just... We'll edit around this. Hey, we had like a whole pre-interview, and you're not bringing up any of those. I'm bringing up the talking points that we discussed earlier, and you're like not hitting them or telling any of the stories. You're clamming up. Is everything okay?
I'm clamming. Well, I mean, because it's just like, I guess what I thought is that conversations are private, but podcasts are public, and so now this seems to be a mix between the two, and I don't really know
how there starts
to
be a murmur in the crowd. Like, you can tell people are whispering to each other. No, don't worry about them. But it's fine.
Like, well, I mean, like, now it's like they can see that we're talking, but they can't really hear us. I don't know. Can you guys hear me?
Everybody in unison? Yes.
Oh, God. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, we're talking about bar hopping bicycle tours, I think is going to be the title of the episode.
Bar hopping bicycle tours.
So basically, I think everybody has a mental image, but maybe it's not as popular outside the United States. But it's like a trolley where everyone's sitting there and have their own like bicycle pedals, and everybody has to bike equally to get it to go. The only thing that makes it propel forward is literally biking.
So you're getting cardio in while drinking gin.
Oh, nice.
On the street.
To the thump of a beat, because there is a speaker.
It looks like a little cabana.
Yeah.
On wheels that people sit around and pedal, and you go to different bars, or that is the bar?
You go to different bars. If it's in a city like New Orleans or Vegas, I think that you can drink on it, but because it's like technically an open air, like there's some legality where you cannot drink on the thing. That's why it's bar hopping in most cities. So you basically like you get on, you bike to the first bar, get a couple drinks there, get back on the thing, bike to the second bar, have a couple drinks, keep going. And so yeah, I did this in Portland. I did it at the something they call it the Brewsicle. Also, a lot of these are like pun based, so that's why
I think I have a review from the one that you did
from Brewsicle Portland.
Yeah.
So that's the one I did. I have a review from there as well. I bet it's the same one. Yeah, so I did this. I went to Portland 2 years ago, and I did this tour. It took us to three different bars. I might have told this story on the show before, but this was the... Yeah, I think I've told it before. Mm-hmm. This was the time... So I did it with my ex-girlfriend, and we were like, we went to a brewery first, had a couple of beers, started talking to everybody. It was a lot of fun. Went to the second brewery, more beers, and had some food. And then by the second bar, most of these, you go to three bars. By the second bar, you're kind of, it's a great experience because you're meeting these people. There's obviously social lubricant in the alcohol.
Yeah.
And we left the whole thing being like, I feel like I know all eight of these other people. And as someone with like a lot of social anxiety, it's a really fun experience. I think if you and Daniel go to Portland, you have to do it.
That sounds really fun.
It is. It's a perfectly crafted experience, all in all.
Mm.
So after we eat at the second brewery, our tour guide is like, hey, so you guys are all feeling good. Like, I live in this area, and there's one more brewery we could go to, or I can take you to this dive bar. And so we were all like, well, we already been to two breweries. Let's go to the dive bar. Go to the dive bar, and yeah, we... Long story short, the TLDR of it all, my ex and I get hit on by two middle-aged people, and they wanted to swing
swingers.
With us. Yeah, swingers.
Yeah!
They kept, like, they kept changing seats, so, like, the older woman would, like, these people were, like, in their 50s or 40s, by the way, I think 50s, and, like, they kept complimenting us and asking for compliments, so they wanted to sing Hamilton with us on the jukebox.
Sorry, what do you mean asking for compliments?
So it would be like, so what do you, like, they got to know us slowly. I thought they were just being friendly, so we were answering a lot of their questions at first, and my ex is a musician, so they were like, oh, look, she's a singer. Caitlin, she's a musician. We should all do... karaoke or whatever. It's like Kate, and then he's like, Cheryl's a great singer. Like, once you listen to her, you'll be like, Sharon, you have a great voice. Like, all this, it was a lot of mental gymnastics.
And so funny.
At one point, like, the woman was like leaning up on me. There was one point where the guy like tried to put his hand on my leg, and I kind of shifted away in a polite way. And then we were okay, I think we're gonna. I like locked eyes with my ex. I was like, get out of here. So we went and got another drink. We said we were going to go get a round of drinks. And then I think we were saved by the bell. Like, the tour guide was like, all right, we're getting back on the Brewsicle. And I was like, oh, so sorry. We got to go. And then we rushed out.
We got to go. My mom's here.
Exactly.
I gotta go.
And that's how it felt. And then we were on the Brewsicle, and we were all like drunk. And I was talking to other people. I was like, hey, we almost got in a foursome back there.
Well, right. Because now you're friends with everyone else.
Exactly. So we chatted and gabbed. And then I think we went to the airport right after that. So that was a fun experience.
That's a fun time.
Yeah.
Would have loved to have been invited. But it's so... I would have loved an invite.
To the Brewsicle, or you wanted to come on the weekend away to Portland with me? And
what do you think?
The second one, because you don't understand social cues.
It just seemed like it would have been fun.
It seems like it'd be invasive. It really does.
It seems like it would be invasive. Seems like it'd be too much, huh?
Well, maybe if you and I go to Vegas at some point, which I think would be fun to like get a group. I've never been. We could do a Brewsicle or something.
We could do
a
Brewsicle. We could play blackjack.
Right.
Till 3 in the morning.
All right.
After spending an incredible evening watching the magic of Cirque du Soleil. Oh. Having a nice plate of fish.
What?
Raw. Wrapped in rice. Call that sushi.
A plate of it? So it's one fillet? What do you think sushi is?
It's a cod wrapped in grains on a platter.
I don't think it is.
Would you like to start with your first review?
I would. This is a 1-star review of Beach Barsicle. There's another pun for your ass. In Venice, California.
Wait, okay. That's crazy.
Don't tell me it's the same review and that the other one is the same review, because they both might be.
Okay, read it.
All right, this is from Paul R.
Okay, not the same one.
Do you have a last name for R? For Paul. Paul R.
Paul Rotundo.
Sorry, so it's like a rotunda, but male?
Yes.
And his sister's name? Her first name is Colleen, but what's her last name?
I think we all know.
Rotunda, right? That's what I was worried
Absolutely.
About. All right, 1 star from Paul Rotundo, which is definitely one of my favorite names you've come up with. 1 star. I wish I could write a 0 stars, but one can do for now. My girlfriend rented out Beach Barsicle for her birthday, and our bartender and driver were so rude from the beginning to the end. First off, my girlfriend wanted to say a quick speech before we started, and they interrupted her by saying, we have a few announcements to make as well. So that kind of made her not want to say what she had to say. Really rude of them, because she is the one who rented this thing. She is the one... Oh my god. Because she is the one we rented this thing for, and they made her feel bad from the start. Second thing is we brought a lot of beer and drinks, and we weren't going to use it all on the ride, and they emptied it all out in the ice chest and said we couldn't take any of it home because it was out of the box. So they kept all the leftovers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just not a great experience in general. I would not suggest this for anyone else unless you have two other people driving or bartending. What got me was like interrupting the birthday girl.
Okay, everyone. Thank you so much for coming. I can't believe it. Dirty
30. Okay, everybody. Thank you guys so much. What's that?
I'm so sorry. Hi, I'm Lena. I mean, you know that. I rented the bike. Could I say a few words? Friends coming out from out of town.
Absolutely. Like,
thank you guys. It's my dirty 30. I cannot believe it. And so I prepared
this. Not too dirty, though. Sorry. The housekeeping was going to be like, stay clean. Sorry. It's okay to talk in front of everybody. It's not going
to
embarrass you.
It's okay to talk in front of everybody.
Dirty 30 birthday. But guys, not dirty 30 on the barsicle, right? Let's keep things neat. All right, continue.
Okay. Well, yeah. Okay, dirty 30, and we're gonna respect the space. And to my Meemaw and Peepaw, hey, you guys aren't too old to be getting crazy.
You are too old to be getting crazy. Sorry, how old are you guys, Meemaw?
We're 95 and 94.
It's not gonna work.
And a half.
That's older. We do have a 70-year age cutoff, which is legal, I think, because you cannot be in a pedal seat. If you're gonna be on this, you have to be in a non-pedaling seat. Is that fine?
Yeah, I mean, can we all switch around a bit? Yeah, totally. Yeah, we can switch around.
Thanks, guys.
I actually didn't see on the website that you had a 70-year-old age limit. That can't be legal.
Okay, well, if it's not legal, that's why it's not on the website.
We won't say anything because they're going to stay here and it'll all work out because they're not pedaling. But anyway, cheers.
No, whoa. No, because that's illegal. You cannot drink on the barsicle. Roger's going to come around. He starts taking everybody's drinks, putting it in an ice chest.
What?
Yeah, so
what? What are you?
Don't worry about it. It'll be cold.
It'll be cold.
The drinks will be cold.
Guys, let's just all go to a bar. What are you talking about? We can't even drive around to bars or drink here. That's the whole point of this thing.
No, it's called the barsicle.
Yeah.
Yeah. As in take the bar.
I'm sorry.
They start passing out the California bar exam. All right, I hope you guys studied. Again, age limit of 70 because it's not safe to pedal. And also, you cannot become a lawyer after 70, I think. I've never passed the bar, so I don't know the law.
They just suddenly start taking off and we're off. No, this is not.
It's way faster than they thought, so nobody can hop off. All right.
No, this is
2 hours, 45 minutes for the first section.
What?
What do you mean, what? You knew this.
This is my 30th birthday. I booked this because I wanted to do a drinking tour of Venice with my friends.
How the hell is it our fault that you booked the bar exam bicycle on your birthday? The whole staff cracks up.
That's not funny. What?
Even her friends laugh.
Why are you guys drinking our beers? We brought those.
Because we already passed the bar. I didn't pass the bar, but yeah, Julian.
But you said it was illegal to drink on here and that you don't have a permit to do any of this.
It's illegal to discriminate against. I didn't pass the bar. So if I'm saying something's illegal or not legal, who knows?
Oh my God. Cut. 2 hours later, everyone's finally through the workbooks. Well, I mean, if you looked at sector C3, you would actually see that, like, that's
all right, and pencils down.
Like, isn't what? Okay. Oh, wow.
All right, we're going to feed these through our automatic machine. So, like, how was it? How was it, everybody? How was your bar cycle experience?
Everyone else is like, wow, that was, like, I was challenged, but it felt good. Like, it felt good to excel at something that I didn't expect.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And by the way, hey, no shame if you don't pass. I didn't pass. I've taken this exam 9 times.
Sorry, I would like to go to a bar. I'd like to drink my ass off.
Okay.
Dance my ass off and get fucked, for lack of a better term. Okay, I don't want to.
Illegal.
No,
absolutely
not
illegal.
Illegal. You didn't pass the bar.
I don't know.
The Scantron starts beeping.
All right. Hey.
What does that mean?
Look at that. Seven of you guys passed, and one of you didn't.
Wait, I'm sorry. 7 of us passed the bar exam.
I don't know how it happened, but yeah, you guys are a smart bunch, most of you. Yeah.
Not
well,
that
email
I
you
care,
guys.
But who didn't? Yeah. Who didn't pass?
I don't know if that's fair. Like, I don't want to embarrass any of your friends.
So it's not me. So it's my friend.
Honestly, I'm not even sure it's legal.
Oh, my God.
Meemaw's like, well, you can check. All right, Meemaw. You know, hey, seniority rules. All right. And
you're ageist.
Patrick?
Yeah.
Passed. Flying colors.
Holy shit. I can leave my job at the Genius Bar. This is amazing.
That's awesome. Good for you. Hey,
the Genius Bar to the real bar. I never thought I'd see the day.
You know what, Patrick? You passed. Why don't you get inside that bar?
What?
The bar cycle tour is once you pass.
There's no way. I'm sorry. There's no way.
What do you mean there's no way? Pat, get over there. He hops off really excited. Goes
okay,
into the bar.
Woo. I'm going to get a vodka crayon.
Lydia? Where's Lydia?
Yeah.
It says here that you work at Aloe.
I do. Aloe, yeah.
Let's say that you work at Paul Hastings.
No, you're lying. Shut up.
You not only passed the bar, but you got the golden ticket. That is a work certificate. You are hired starting Monday. Get in the bar.
Oh, my God. Wait, no, this can't. Like, I love Lydia, but she's, like, not the smartest of the bunch.
Chasten?
Chasen. Chasen. Sorry, Chasen.
this is crazy. Don't be embarrassed.
I failed, didn't I? It's okay. I kind of
you're the only
one
who got a perfect score.
No, man, don't lie to me. Come on. Everyone's been lying to Chasen his whole life.
This has never happened. But and when I say I don't be embarrassed, it's because when you get in the bar, they're going to hoist you up on a chair and give you a cake. Get inside.
Okay, wow, great. So every...
Lassen,
actually. Sorry, Lassen.
Pass, get inside.
What?
You pass the bar. California bar exam. Go have a beer. Giardio?
Yeah, Giardia, actually.
I'm so sorry to hear that, but you'll know how to start the legal name change application because you passed the bar, get in the bar.
Oh my God.
AJ, you passed, get inside. Mima, you passed. Gramps, you passed.
Is this all a goof? Is this like a themed, really, really intricate themed night out, and this is like an escape room kind of bar cycle, bar night? I don't know what's happening. Can I just get in the bar, please?
It's not a themed night, because, and don't quote me on this because I've never passed the bar, but that would be against the law.
What would be against the law?
Themed nights, parties,
themed nights
surprises.
Are against the law?
Yeah.
I don't fucking think so, actually.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to cut you a deal. You can get in the bar, but you have to work there because you're not a lawyer.
No, I don't have to work at the bar. I run a nonprofit. I don't have to work at a bar because I didn't pass a
practice
exam.
I'm not even
exam.
Sure, and don't quote me on this, but I don't even think it's legal for you to work at the nonprofit now that you didn't pass the bar.
My God!
Tosses you like a bar back, like towel, lands on your shoulder. Get in there, but work. You walk into the front door. Surprise!
I just fall to my knees.
The cops show up. Oh shit, everybody get out of here. Everybody get out of here. They arrest everybody for doing a surprise party.
He was right.
Looks at it.
I told you guys.
Yeah, you arrest him too.
False advertising.
Of course.
The barsicle. That's awful.
Should we take a break?
Marty.
Riley, I have an Amazon subscription set up to send sunscreen to my house every single month. But it's winter, the sun doesn't come out here, so I don't need it, but I keep buying it because I keep forgetting to cancel it, and that's exactly the sort of thing that Rocket Money can help you out with. Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I probably had, what, 3 subscriptions? Okay, I think I might have close to genuinely 2 dozen subscriptions.
Oh my God,
things.
Alfred.
And some of them are only like $1 a month, but it adds up, okay? I've been trying to save money, and look, Rocket Money is a lifesaver. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions. It monitors your spending, and it helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings, okay? There's never been a better time to save. With Rocket Money, you have full control over your subscriptions and a clear view of your expenses. Rocket Money will even negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things that you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/review. That's rocketmoney.com/review. rocketmoney.com/review.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alfred, what's your social battery looking like right now? Because I know for me, I have been stressed out the wazoo and I am drained, mama.
Well, Riley, darling, it is 8:39 on a Monday night. My social battery is at 1%.
I have been so drained. I am I'm a little ambivert. So I love being with people, but I love being alone. And so, but I, when I'm with people, I'm on, and then I hit a wall, and then I'm like, it's time for me to leave. And so I feel like that wall has been getting closer and closer lately. It means I'm like, I'm a mix of an intro and an extrovert. Like, I don't consider myself fully one or the other.
I've been using it wrong.
What have you been using it for?
Oh, I thought it meant that you could only socialize if you're on Ambien.
Got it. Well, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. It's beautiful in spring now. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Like me, I do a little bit of both. Alf, where do you fall?
I need time away from you, that's for sure.
Okay, therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you've never listened to the show before, you don't know this, but if you've literally ever thought about the show, you know that Alf and I are both in therapy, and we have been for years. I love therapy so much. I cannot stress it enough. It's the best thing I ever did for myself, for my mental health, for my overall health, my emotional life, physical life, literally everything. My life has fully changed from therapy, and I feel like everyone should be in therapy. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back.
Jeff, what are you drinking?
That's a white wine. It's just a finger. So it's like, you know, it's 5 o'clock here. So I put a finger of white wine into a glass and I'm sipping it at my leisure.
Don't say a finger of white wine.
No, it's a finger.
But like, I hate that.
I just, there wasn't a lot left in the bottle is all. So
that's
I can't rightfully call it a glass. It's a finger.
Okay.
Your review?
Here we go. This is also for the beach barsicle. In Venice.
There you go.
So what I found for a lot of these reviews is that, like, people, you bring your own drinks, but then anything that's left unopened, they keep.
Yeah. Has to
which
be.
Is insane.
That does have to be against
to
the law.
Me. A lot of the review, it's a long review, so a lot of the review is this one talking about how They weren't allowed to keep the drinks that they brought, but I'll skip around. Okay, this is from Jeannie Ann I.
Intricate.
Jeannie Ann Intricate. One star for Beach Barsicle. I rented out the entire bike for my birthday and was very excited to celebrate with all my friends. To my surprise, I ended up being very disappointed. The first issue we had is that the quote-unquote speakers that they had were anything but speakers. You could not hear anything. Then she talks about the drinks, like, you know, them not getting to keep it. A few days after the ride, I reached out to the owner of the company to let him know what happened. He was the most unaccommodating and unprofessional man I have ever spoken to. He told me that everything I said was wrong and that the speakers can't go any louder because, quote, we aren't in New Orleans, unquote, and that it is our fault that we could not take the alcohol when we got off because we brought too much. Well, if that was the case, the driver and bartender should have told us, and we would have gladly taken the alcohol back to the car. He said that I should have read the rules prior to the ride. Sorry. He said that I should have read the rules prior to the ride, which I did and informed my entire party of. He also told me that he heard my entire party was, quote, blackout drunk, which in fact is false and unacceptable to say to a customer. The owner of this company is the most unprofessional, rude, obnoxious person I've ever spoken to. I suggest you invest your money in a company that appreciates your business. What got me is like, no, you guys were wasted. Like, let me tell you, last night, you guys were out of your minds.
Yeah. Are you sure you're the concierge? Because we got a couple of drinks at the hotel bar. And again, I was just coming here to like know what some good brunch spots were.
I have a full list at my disposal. I can hand it to you in any second. But before I do, it's like, there's a couple places with bottomless mimosas, and like, I would just like to, maybe your group should take it easy this morning after the night y'all had.
I had a gin fizz and a lager.
That's oh my god, you were even mixing drinks, my dude. I try and fizz them. You're fucking crazy, man. I fucking love you. That's
I
insane.
Do it, but really not with my heart in it. Nice. Yeah.
I like you, man. You're my kind of guy. You're my kind of guy. What are you guys doing later?
Are you inviting yourself to hang out after basically accusing us of being alcoholics?
I'm sorry. I might have overstepped. It just seems
can
tell that we are going to be friends.
What's that?
But sorry. Do you want the spots? I have a list of the spots I can give you.
I'd love it. And you can include the bottomless ones because we're not going to drink probably. If it has good food, that's what we're looking for.
Well, I mean, like, actually, yeah, that makes a good point because if you guys drank today, I'd be like, oh my god, hair of the dog much. Like,
we're not hungover. Guys, again, we had a couple drinks. Maybe some of us didn't even have any alcohol. We're here for a conference.
Not even alcohol. You were, oh my god, so you were like rolling. You're rolling in the deep. You guys were like, listen, we get a bunch of conferences rolling through here. You know, it's like Albuquerque is the conference spot of America, right? Famously.
I don't think so.
We've never seen, like, this hotel, this staff, we have never seen a group quite like you guys.
All right. That aside, I guess, what do you do for fun? Like, if having two drinks in the hotel lobby bar is crazy to you, what are you doing this weekend, I guess?
Are you inviting me?
I'm asking you empirically.
I'm not doing much. Right.
What'd you do last night?
Oh, heck. I mean, like, a night for me, like, I'll have maybe half of a Mike's Hard Lemonade, because that's like, whoa, we're getting jiggy with it. I'll have half a Mike's Hard Lemonade, and I'll maybe be a little crazy, and I'll know that there's a marathon of the nanny on.
Cut to him at
late
home
at night.
Finishes his half of Mike's Hard.
Oh, Jason, buddy, we gotta slow down. I put a little stopper in it, put it back in the fridge. I'll see you in a couple days.
His fridge is full of half drunk Mike's Hard Lemonades. A bunch of like junk food that has sticky notes saying, don't you dare, Jason.
Up there's a tin foil with a don't you dare, and underneath there are like six bagel bites. Ooh, I'm wiggling my fingers. Dare I? Oh, and I slap my own hand. No, you naughty boy. Sit your ass back down on the couch and put Fran Drescher on the tube, okay?
All the art on the walls are printed out photos of art prints with sticky notes on those too, saying, make sure you really enjoy looking at this before you buy. An alarm goes off, 8:25.
Oh, time for bed. Ooh, we can't be staying up too late. I got work in the morning. Everything is funny to me because I can't trust myself. Anyway,
got back. Yeah, so that's a night for me.
God.
I am a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
You're just Jekyll.
You haven't seen, if there weren't the sticky notes, if there weren't the restrictions, I'd be like how you guys were last night. That would be me every day.
Cut to brunch. Yeah, so for the presentation later, I just want to make sure that we're all prepared. Do you guys know what you're going to do?
Yeah, I think I was just going to show next quarter's numbers.
Rapping on the window. Rat-a-tat-tat. Rat-a-tat. Rat-a-tat-tat.
No.
What? You guys chose that. Who is this? Brian, who is this?
It's the concierge. His name is Jason. He has no self-control and might be an alcoholic.
You guys chose the good morning griddle? No way. I definitely thought you were going to choose oh morning, oh day.
Yeah. Are you saying that because that one is the closest one to the hotel lobby and this one's the furthest one away? Because that is why we chose it. It's insane that because you must have gone to every single brunch spot to find this one. This is the furthest one away to get away from you.
My shoes have holes in the bottom.
Got it.
this is my exercise.
Sorry, sticky note on the
day.
Shoes?
No. Oh, come on.
Don't replace unless absolutely necessary.
Hey, as long as they're still on the feet, they are still working for me.
I guess so. Fine, have a seat, man.
Wait, no, I'm sorry, Jason. Hi.
Nice
to meet you. This is kind of, I'm the project manager. This is kind of like, this is our last chance to meet as a group before our presentation later at the conference.
Oh, yeah. No, don't you worry about it. Hey, if anyone knows here about self-control, it's me. So I'm just going to sit quietly. I'm going to enjoy a respectful breakfast, and then I'll be on my merry way.
And we appreciate it, Jason. So just,
I'm writing a sticky note. I put it on the table.
Don't speak unless spoken to. Yes. Duct tape over your mouth.
It says, don't take off unless I beg.
So you might beg.
What I'm putting on right now, this is for you guys. So just,
you're already not doing a good job of picking yourself. On. Got it. All right. On. So Megan, you did you get a chance to look at my notes about just what I wanted to bring to the table? Because I was thinking for our sorry, ignore him. Jason.
Oh my god,
it's really distracting, man.
I do the little lock and key.
You're already
and
duct taped
over the duct tape. God, Brian, can we move or can he
just
go?
Power
this
through.
Is
it's
I cannot
gonna,
stress.
He's gonna follow us. Just power through. What do you think about my idea of consolidating the Southwest branch with the California branch? There's no reason that we need to have people in Arizona and in California.
I think you need to be the one to give this keynote address.
Okay.
Because no one can do it like you.
Jason, you don't have to clap. You're disrupting the entire restaurant, not just our conversation.
And start banging on the table.
All right, just again, power through. God.
I can't do this anymore. I need to go prep, and I don't know if you guys have are you friends now? I don't really care, but this is work, and we need to go do that work. So I'm sorry to your duct taped friend, but you need to leave or we're gonna go because we can't be sitting together. It doesn't matter what he thinks
about any of this. All right, we're gonna consolidate the Southwest and the California branch. Jason winces and shakes his head like he wouldn't do that if he was us.
What is that? Throwing my hands up.
We're
like,
speaking to
the
you
messenger.
Now. Now you can take the duct tape off.
Don't look at me.
As he did, he had a beard before, and when he takes the duct tape off, it shaves him. So there's just like a rectangle.
Mouth,
yeah.
Listen, I just work in hospitality. I'm just saying those two branches, they don't seem like they'd be friends, if that makes sense. I have synesthesia, so it's kind of like they have personalities to me when I hear you talk about them.
All right, Jason. Well, you're right. You do just work in hospitality. So why don't you let the theme park division handle itself. Cut to the presentation. Next slide. What we think we need to do as a company is consolidate the Southwest and California divisions. Thoughts?
Well, Brian, thank you for your presentation. I can tell that you and your team have worked really hard on this, and it's taken a lot of time, a lot of effort, and certainly a lot of money. You brought your own projector, and it looks very expensive. So
thank you.
Good on you for that.
Thank you.
Right, absolutely. And listen, in my professional opinion, I don't think that merger makes sense. I don't think that consolidation makes sense.
Okay. What's your reasoning? What do you think? Why do you think they won't kind of fit?
I mean, listen, I've been in this business a long time, son. Yeah. All right.
Well.
And,
No, it's just, nothing.
The branches aren't friends, right?
What do you mean they aren't friends?
Anyone can look at this graph and show you that it's just like these California branches.
Where'd you get that graph? It's on hotel letterhead. The guy next to her. Oh, well, that's from our new COO. We got a new COO?
Well, he's the most trusted member of this company as of today.
Who is it? Through the glass, the same.
Rat-tat-tat.
Oh, my fucking God.
Jason, please take a seat. You're late for the meeting, but it's okay. Sorry. I couldn't find the sticky note that says, get there on time, but not early and not late.
Don't be a chief operating officer and not know when to get where.
Actually, my other sticky note on my hand that I didn't see until now does say know when to get where appropriately.
Sorry, Paul, you don't talk to our new COO like that. What are you talking about? No, you're fired.
Jason just sits there.
I tried to tell you. I really did. But can I be honest with you guys? I'm turning to the other executives. If I'm being honest, we don't want to keep him anyway because like he and his team, they got fucking crazy last night.
Like
they were animals.
Well, no, let's hear him out. How many drinks did they have?
No, they had two each.
You're fired. That's nothing.
This is from Brucicle Portland. This is from Bonnie Y.
You know what it is? Bonnie Yowza.
Bonnie Yowza. Okay. 4 stars from Bonnie Yowza. I had a great time. It's easy to make friends even when you're by yourself. I guess when you're lucky to be paired up with a group of fun people who are willing to adopt you.
What?
There's more of a review. It's just like, you know, about the beer, but...
All right, class, back from summer break. Before we get into the social studies of it all, let's go around everybody kind of say the most exciting thing that happened to you this summer.
Sorry. I spoke before being called out. My family got a puppy.
Oh, that's amazing, Alan. Amazing.
His name is Butters.
That's so cute.
Well, my dad got a promotion and took us all to Atlantis in the Caribbean.
Very fun. I've been to Atlantis. A lot of water slides, a lot of family-friendly fun to be had.
Yeah, definitely. Can I go?
Yeah.
I got a new family. I got a new family.
Oh, you got a little brother or something. That's amazing.
I did, in a way, get a little brother. And I got a little mother. She's only 5'2". And I got a big old daddy. He's 6'5".
You know what, AJ? This is a serious exercise, right? Everybody else is sharing real things that happened to them over the summer break. And I know you're really into creative writing, but we don't need stories. We need nonfiction, right? To put it in your words.
It is... How old are we?
This is 6th grade.
You think I'm just going to make up fiction about my summer? I've been through too much. This is real, Mrs. B, and it happened to me.
What happened?
Cut to like dream sequence. This whole time is a voiceover. Miss B, imagine, if you will, a kind of restaurant with like open cafeteria seating. Does that make sense? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Like a food court?
Like a food court style, yeah.
Okay.
But it's just a restaurant.
Okay.
I was out for lunch and I walk in and I see this incredible, incredible family sitting at the table. They're smiling, they're laughing, they're playfully poking at each other's food, and there was a seat open next to them.
We see what's actually happening. Lillian, don't talk to me like that in front of the kids, all right?
When else are we supposed to talk about it? Whenever we get home, you just say, I try to talk to you about it in private. Cut to AJ just watching. They were blissful. And so I thought maybe I should just go and see if I can soak up some secondhand sun.
You know what, Lillian? I need a bullet in my head, all right? I'm swamped at the office.
Can we actually not talk about bullets in the head in front of Skylar? How about we not talk about that in front of Skylar?
Skylar, does it bother you?
Well, kind of. So, see, it doesn't bother the kid, right?
Well, of course they're going to say that, because we're in public, and they're a child. Skylar, honey, I'm so sorry that you have to see this, but your father... You know what? We're not going to talk about it. We're not going to talk about how I haven't slept in the same room in 6 months.
Everybody knows it, right? Skylar's not stupid. He's 8.
AJ just comes in. So I decided maybe I'll pop a squat and see what happens.
I wish we had never had kids.
Honey.
Because then I could leave company. Your house.
Sweetie, are your parents around? Are you lost?
Let me ask you this, man. Little guy. Don't have kids.
Their voices were like the sweetest nectar of the gods. It's like I had climbed up to Mount Olympus and I was basking in the light of Zeus and Athena themselves.
I'm going to go get a pretzel dog. He stands up, walks away.
Sweetie, do you need help finding your parents? What they didn't know was I had found them right that second.
Dad comes back.
He's still here? Get him out of here.
I don't know what to do. His parents are nowhere to be found. He hasn't said a word. He just sat down and is staring at us. I don't
know
what to do.
Aren't you a little old to be wearing overalls like that? You look like you just came from Oshkosh Bagosh.
They're all at Fits Me right now.
Sorry to hear that. Also, no, they don't.
Stop it.
Skylar, who do you like better, your mom or me?
See, if it was you, he would have said it right away. He's just trying to...
No, that's not true.
He's trying to tread lightly. He's trying to not hurt your feelings.
AJ nudges Skylar while they're arguing. So... What kind of deal did you have to break to get into this group, huh?
This is a horrible family run.
I knew at that moment it was a challenge I had to accept.
Cut back to the classroom.
Okay, this is a really interesting story, AJ, but it's getting a little inappropriate, all right?
Inappropriate how?
It's a lot of mature subjects, okay? Not sleeping in the same room. You know, that's we don't need to be talking about that in sixth grade social studies.
Listen, I didn't want to talk about that. They are honest and open enough to discuss it at their leisure in public. And that's what I love about them.
Cut back to the restaurant.
Kid, when you get married, would you say it's normal to sleep in the basement?
Aaron, you cannot ask this of a child who we don't know.
You don't
know.
Want me to ask Skylar. You don't let me go to therapy.
Well, I don't let you go to therapy because we can't afford it right now, Aaron.
Well, then let me talk to a fucking kid that we'll never see again. That's free.
Fine. See what I care. I'm going to go get a lemonade.
What do you think, kid? What's your name?
My name is AJ.
AJ. What does that stand for? Sleeping in the basement? Because that's not normal.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think
it
so. Doesn't,
I don't think it stands for that. I really like you guys. I think there's something special about... What?
Nothing. Just Sheila from my office just walked past. If she sees me hanging out with a bunch of kids, she's going to bully me.
Oh, here he is.
All right. Hi, Sheila.
Oh, here he is.
Hi, Sheila.
Aaron, look at you and your little chickadee.
Look at you with your fat ass.
You're just daddy daycare over here. Get fucked, Aaron.
Get fucked, Sheila. Or you wish.
I'd never heard anyone speak. In such a tone.
Cut back to the classroom. You cannot say words like that. I have to send you to the principal's office for that. You just did.
But they said it first.
Cut back to the restaurant.
Okay, and back with the lemonade. Oh my God, this kid still has not found his family. We need to go home. We have to go feed the dog.
Well, since you got the dog without asking me, why don't we just adopt this kid? I've decided we've adopted this kid. Just like you decided to adopt Sparky without asking me.
Okay. Fine. Whoa. We'll adopt this kid.
How'd you like to be a part of this family, huh? After everything you've just sought?
I embrace everyone in a group hug. Yes! A million times yes! I thought you'd never ask!
I want a divorce.
Come back to the classroom. And let's just say it was the summer that started the rest of my life.
Okay. Well, that is our 45-minute block, and that is the end of the school day. AJ, why don't you hang back for a second? Everybody's dispersed.
Did I do something wrong, Miss B?
No, that was a cry for help. Are your parents actually picking you up after school today? Or are you taking the bus?
Well, they said they were picking me up, but they've said that the past couple days, and I have had to take
your
the bus.
Your real parents, so they, not they... the story you made up. They're your real parents.
Well, they are my real parents.
Children tend to make up stories like the one you just told.
Miss B, stop condescending to me, okay? This is real life. I'm sorry. Please pick your jaw up off the floor. This is what's really going on with me. And I trust you and
another voiceover, and it was in that moment I realized Miss V was the mother I never had.
Miss V, you're right. They're not picking me up after school. No one's picking me up after school.
That's what I was worried about.
Could you maybe give me a ride?
To where? To your real parents' house.
Well, here's hoping.
Winks to the camera. Sorry. So that's the pitch for a movie? Because that's like an that was only 50 minutes. I just read the script.
It's the end of Matilda where Miss Honey adopts Matilda, but it's that as a cycle for an hour and a half.
Got it.
Yes. Carson, we got to stop accepting open submissions. Thank you for your time.
Do you want to read the review that we both found? So that's just incredible.
During the break, Riley and I figured out that we did bring in the same review from Brucicle, and
which is crazy because that's
there's
wild.
So many of these. Anyway,
one. I know.
So this is from Roger M. Last name.
Roger Modger.
This is from Roger Modger. 5 stars of Brucicle Portland yet again.
So good.
What a hootenanny evening, pedaling up, down, and around the Pearl and Alphabet districts on the big, bad, bodacious Brucicle on Halloween night. Boo! It was a little creepy and spooky, so misty and drizzly Halloween night. Boo! We were cranking our butts off, or not. So, in parentheses, some seats require no pedaling. I was wearing orange and black, my varsity high school sweater, and my wife was my girlfriend, wearing my varsity jacket, dare I say, from 1970. All in costume, there was Batman and Robin, Superman, three-eyed golden girl, I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is.
3 vampires dressed alike, all friends who grew up together in India. 2 hilarious...
God.
2 hilarious minions... and other ghoulish fun peeps. So we did the monster mash and pedaled off to party at 3 breweries for more fun, games, beer, and beer. Typo or... afraid not.
Afraid not.
We went with friends we knew and connected along the way with all. Because we all had one thing in mind this macabre night. To party on.
Macabre night.
Lucky Lab was beer, pizza, and getting to know you better time. McMenamin's on 23rd was beer, shuffleboard, and spirited chit-chat. After more beer and singing, go Gale, go Gale.
Don't we were do the dance.
And more crazy talk and laughs. Time to board the Brucicle one last time. Now picture us all leaving Bridgeport Brewery while pedaling in the Pearl Alley, waving our arms back and forth and singing loudly, na 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 na, na 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 na, hey hey hey, goodbye. We did draw attention. Peeps on the street waved and yelled. Cars beeped, beep, beep. Tons of fun. Don't let the rain stop you. Brucicle is a hootenanny on wheels, singing, dancing on the pedals, partying. Give me more! And we did the mash, the monster mash, and it was a graveyard Brucicle and brew smash. Let the good times roll on Brucicle.
Every time you think it's done, it's not.
It's such an awkward rhythm. Like, he never settles into a speaking pattern.
It's one of my favorite reviews.
Yeah.
This shook me all week long.
I think I know what's been shaking you because we talked about it. But maybe it's something else. I don't want to.
No, it's that.
Got it.
Okay, so Daniel and I are looking to adopt a dog.
Oh, this is not what I thought you were going to say.
Oh, wait, what did you think I was going to say?
I'll tell you after.
Wait, no, tell me now.
No, the statement pants thing.
Oh.
But you don't have to do that. Do the dog one.
It's not that. Okay, so. Actually, no. I do want to do the pants because the dog thing is why I cried about it to Daniel for like an hour today. Okay, here we go. What shook me? Well, this past week, I get a little text from Jeffrey. showing. He's like, I got a couple different vintage finds. Do you want to see it? I'm like, of course. And he sends me some photos of like a cool, like 2 cool jackets and then some pants, some pairs of pants. And I'm like, oh my God, these are awesome. And well, actually, and before you sent the pants photos, you're like, these last ones are especially Ann Spa.
Yeah.
And they were just 2 cool pairs of pants. I'm like, what? What do you mean they're so Ann Spa? Those are awesome. But
Like, what do you mean? And Jeff begrudgingly admitted to me that I am a pants fashion inspiration to him. And he's like, you love, fuck, you love a statement pant. And I'm inspired by that. And he's like, don't let it go to your head. And I'm like, really?
You're on a fucking roller coaster.
I was running around my house. I lost my mind. And then, because I told it to Elizabeth, and then Elizabeth goes, Riley, I just got a new pair of pants. And they remind me of you. And then she comes out in a cool new pair of pants. And the idea of being someone's like pantspiration is...
Don't say it like that.
Just thrilling to me. So right. That's what's been
that's
shaking
what's worrying.
Me.
No, but it is true, though. I'm glad that I'm not crazy for thinking that, too, because Elizabeth immediately backed me up and had already had that same thought.
I'm so genuinely honored. I cannot tell you how actually kind that is.
I'm glad to... I think I said something along these lines. I'm simultaneously glad to make you proud and pissed of it.
Yeah.
We already kind of talked about it, but what shook me is... kind of let that my hair is now at a length that I can do different things, and it's I look like a different person. I think, like,
you do.
I've
can
always
you let it down
right now.
Yeah,
yeah. It doesn't look as long down as you think it's going to. I think
he's wincing. Oh my god, so much hair!
It's also because there's volume to it because it was in the knot, but like on the sides,
there's so much. It looks really good.
I mean, I appreciate that. It's longer at the back. Anyway, I need to.
You
like,
are a different man with this hair.
I like it better though. I kind of am looking back at like photos of me with the short hair, and I'm like, I was just doing it because it was the style and it was really easy to upkeep. But like, I feel more like myself with the
it's
longer hair.
It's very you, yeah.
So, yeah, I'm excited about it. I'm going to keep growing it. I think we'll just see. I'll probably grow to hate it, pun intended, at a certain point. So whenever that is, I'll get it at least trimmed. But I kind of feel like this is my only chance to like go full on for like the shoulder length hair.
I don't think so.
Again, if it looks bad or I don't like it, I'll change
it.
But listen,
if you love it and if you're feeling yourself, keep it.
Yeah, because it's like...
I'll be repulsed and won't talk to you, but that has nothing to do with you.
But it's like, if not now, it'll never happen. And I'd love to try. Because I remember I went to like a kind of preppy high school. And our headmaster, case in point, preppy, he was like very like, always wore a jacket. He was a cool guy. It had this really cool big mustache. But he showed me once, I forget why I was in his office. It wasn't for a bad reason. It was because I liked him. And he showed me a photo of himself back in like the 70s, and he had like hippie hair, and it blew my mind, and I want to have a couple, at least one photo like that where I show my kids and they laugh and bully me for it, you know?
I love that.
So, we'll
and
see.
And then I'll show my kids and then they'll do the same to you, but it'll hurt more because they're not your kids.
Right. So those are just strangers bullying the shit out of me. I am a little concerned about like whatever like next video sketch that we're in that people see if they haven't been listening to the show, and then I just look like I don't know, someone who I'm cutting this out. This isn't an interesting thought. Riley, do you have anything to plug?
No, just this. I will soon. There's the show. I think I mentioned it on the pod a couple weeks ago. The show that, I don't know if I mentioned on the pod. I don't know.
I think you did briefly, but you might as well just,
there's a show that Daniel and I are going to be a part of that will be kind of like, it'll be a live show over Zoom with a bunch of different other acts. I'll explain it more once I'm kind of at liberty to promote it. You can cut this out, but I think opening night should be the 29th of January, which
that's
is
exciting.
Why we're like fucking stressed out of our minds.
Yeah.
And ours is we're doing like a lot of improv games for our bit, which is gonna be really fun.
That's fun.
But so Daniel and I are gonna be doing a show over Zoom soon. And so I'll double check this week kind of like if I can start, because it's still in the works, as in like we're still in rehearsals and stuff and kind of like ironing out everything. I can't wait to promote that as soon as I can, because I think y'all are going to like it a lot. It's really fun. It's really innovative. Like the team behind this is just so awesome. Some incredible, incredible performers. And I'm really excited to share it.
That'll be really cool.
What about you, Mefri?
I'm also working on a little side project. I just told you about it before, but there's literally nothing to like point anybody to. So, I'll point you guys to it in a couple of weeks. It's watch related. I'll just say that.
What a fun plug at the end. We're like, yeah, so we each have things that we're going to suggest, but we can't actually talk about, if that makes sense.
And trust us, we're doing really cool shit.
And they're real. Like, we have things. Like, for sure, we have them.
Do I have anything to plug?
Yeah.
Of course, just not yet.
Yeah, let's just say I have something to plug that I can't talk about.
It's like lying to the teacher about, oh yeah, I've started the essay.
It's almost done.
You can follow Riley on Instagram at Riley Anspa, on Twitter at Riley Coyote. And you can follow the show on Instagram at Review Review and on Twitter at Review Review Show.
You can follow Jeffrey on Instagram at Jeffrey James and on Twitter at Jeff Boyardee.
So appreciate that. We'll see you guys again next week. If you get a chance, still show people the Review Review best of episodes. We're still trying to grow the show. Some fun guests coming up as well, potentially in January and February. And rate the show 5 stars on iTunes. We should get back to reading 5-star reviews every week.
Yes.
Do you want to do that now?
Yes.
Or do you have time? Should we go?
I gotta
week.
Go.
We'll do it next
if you
week.
If we'll start next week. Yeah.
We'll see you guys again next week. Thank you so much for listening to Review Review. Arrivederci.
That was a HeadGum Original.